therefore shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth burst into jubilant song with music. Friend, welcome to yet another edition of Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Thanks so much for listening today. I tell you what, this program has been going strong for about 6 years. Praise the Lord. And I enjoy each and every Sunday here with you. I appreciate your time and your attention. And Sunday Worship, if you're not familiar with the program, we focus on Jesus. I mean, there's no better place to focus our hearts and minds. Amen. That's right. Yeah, we focus on Him, Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And tell you what, I got some wonderful, encouraging, Christ-centered music coming up, including this one right here from Don Moe and his version of How Great Is Our God.
How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, trembles at His voice, and trembles at His voice. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. Yeah.
Don Moen's version of How Great Is Our God. Yeah, preparing our hearts and minds on him today. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you. I got my cup of coffee here, enjoying our fellowship here so far. And a man worried constantly about everything. You know, people like that. Then one day his friends heard him whistling happily and just looking noticeably relaxed. "What happened?" they asked in astonishment. And then he said, "Well, I'm paying a man to do the worrying for me." "Well, how much did you pay him?" they asked. $2,000 a week," he replied. "Wow, can you even afford that much?" "I can't," he said, "but that's his worry." You know, friend, while this humorous way to handle stress doesn't really work in the real life, as God's children, though, friend, we can turn our worries over to someone who has everything perfectly under control, even especially when we feel like it is not. Psalm 55:22 says, "Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you."
Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till he returns or calls me home.
I'm Hannah, and you are listening to my dad, Joey Kroll, on Sunday Worship.
That's right. We are lifting him up. A great, great song right there from the Maranatha Singers. Lord, I lift your name on high. Hey, hope you're having yourself a wonderful weekend. Well, last weekend was Memorial Day weekend. Many of us had the extended 3-day weekend, and I looked on the calendar. Nope, just a normal 2-day weekend here. So we need to get that a law passed or something. 3 or maybe 4-day weekends every weekend. That would be nice. Hey, it's Joey Kroll with you. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship. How often do you get into God's Word? And I think for many of us, if we were honest with ourselves, not all of us, but many of us, it's probably not as much as we ought, right? You know, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says that all Scripture, friend, all Scripture, is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness so that the servant of God, that's you and me, may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Friend, the Bible is the voice of God in print.
Worship you with all of my heart. of my mind. And I will worship you with all of my strength, for you are my Lord. More love, more power, more of you in my life. More love, more power, more of you in my life. I will worship you with all of my heart, and I will worship you with all of my mind, and I will worship you with all of my strength, for you are my Lord.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence. Daily live, and I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender, humbly at His feet I bow. Surrender all.
I pray the Lord is blessing you today through the God-honoring music today on Sunday Worship. I'm your host, Joey Crowe. If you got some time, be sure to like us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio there on Facebook. And Billy Graham said one time on prayer, he said, avail yourself of the greatest privilege this side of heaven. Listen to this. I love what he says. He says, Jesus Christ died to make this communion and communication with the Father possible. Jesus Christ died to make this communion and communication with the Father possible.
Take it to the Lord in prayer.
Favorite hymn to many right there. That's Jaden Lavick. And what a friend we have in Jesus. Hey, thanks for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey with you. And just want to quickly remind you, coming up, I'll tell you what, it's right around the corner, not this weekend, but next weekend. Ivan Barker will be in concert with the Singing Men of GNN Saturday night, June the 11th at 7 p.m. First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. You can get general open seating at $10 when you pre-register at our website, or you can pay the night of at the door, $15. And there may be some room left. I haven't checked here in the last couple of days for the reserve seating and meet and greet with Ivan Barker, which is $25. You can pre-register and to get more details on the concert at our website, greatnewsradio.org. And there you can also find out more details on our trip to Israel coming up in February, late February of 2017. Again, that's greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, thank you so much. I'll tell you what, I really enjoyed our time together here today, opening up God's Word and hearing some great Christ-centered music here today. Until next time, though, just remember, friend, as you go out and about this week, as you had to do whatever you do, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and the feet of Jesus.